ஓம் சாந்தி. சக்சஸ்ஃபுல்லி யூ டிட் யுவர் ஹோம்ஒர்க், சக்சஸ்ஃபுல்லி, வெரி குட். ஜர்னிங் ஆஃப் நாலேஜ் ஆல்சோ எம்பவர் அவர் மைண்ட். Knowledge, Baba's example is, just as when you eat the food, and if it is digested properly, it becomes blood and subtle energy. Likewise, you listen knowledge, if you churn it, means you digest it, so it will become subtle energy for the soul, for mind and intellect. Our intellect is third eye of wisdom. We are listening Baba's knowledge. Change this knowledge into your divine wisdom. Try to understand it. We have to change this Baba's knowledge into our divine wisdom. And knowledge becomes wisdom when we accept knowledge, when we churn knowledge, when we apply knowledge. So it will become a divine wisdom and it will form our intellect. Intellect, which is the great thing for human life. Mind is also a very important factor. But intellect, we have to make such divine intellect at this time, so that that divine intellect continually remain with us for whole cycle. Divine wisdom. And for that, we need to cleanse our intellect, clean it. Many, many in this world have made their this beautiful intellect into a dustbin. Intellect of many human beings is dustbin. Therefore they are peaceless, they are tense, they are negative, they are weak. If we want to empower our mind, our intellect, we have to cleanse our intellect. It will become divine. In a clean intellect, powers, blessings, knowledge, and God Himself will sit in a clean intellect. Even we don't like to sit where there is dirty things. We need clean everything. God will sit into our intellect if our intellect is clean. Blessings of Baba will stay there if intellect is clean. So, check the rubbish inside. Throw them out. Now is the time to fill up with so many things to our intellect. Specifically, godly wisdom, God's blessings, His spiritual might, and He Himself. Blessings. Baba is giving blessing. I would remind you for some blessings. We have to become the destroyer of obstacles. Time has arrived when people of this world will need us. And Baba needs some yogi souls, powerful souls. They can destroy the obstacles of all human beings. I say one another thing again to you. There was a wave in our yag when destruction will begin, we all will reach in Madhuban. Would you like to come here? Would you like? But how millions of people will come here? As per my vision, Baba will not allow great souls to come to Madhuban. He would like to keep them at different place so that their vibrations can protect human beings, can help people, can give them good vibrations. If you run away from there, what will happen with them? How can you leave them alone? So be strong. Wherever you are, Baba is there, and that place is Madhuban. Do you believe it? Wherever a yogi soul is, Baba is there, and wherever yogi and Baba, that place is Madhuban. Safe place. So we have to empower ourselves. Now, first of all, you have written or you can write, we have to create powerful thoughts in our mind. Powerful, be powerful. Suppose you are going in the forest alone. There are bears and tigers. But have this thought, Baba is combined me, nothing can happen wrong to me. I am safe always under his canopy of protection. This is a powerful thought. Problems are coming in your life. Keep a thought. Oh, I am more powerful than these problems. I will finish them. I will solve them. God has given me divine wisdom. He has given me his all powers. Nothing is difficult for me. I will cross them easily. Suppose a sickness came in your body. Be powerful. Oh, it has come, will go. Be positive and powerful. I tell you the true story of a man. Detected cancer. Doctor answered clearly, you can live only for 6 months, no more. He enjoyed immediately. Oh, I have passed 60 years now, 6 months more, I will enjoy 6 months. I will do powerful yoga, I will go in Madhuban, I will do wonderful service, I will give good vibrations, I will wake up in the morning 3 o'clock, I will do this. He became very energetic, very happy. Only 6 months are left. He did. And after 6 months, doctors found there was no sign of cancer in his body. In another case, doctor told, only for one year you can survive. Cancer has reached to its fourth stage. Now we can do nothing. And he died at the same moment. He lived for 1 year, but every moment he was experiencing death, depression, frustration, unhappy life. Be positive. Everything good will come in your life. Positivity has got wonderful power in it. The biggest power in the world is the power of mind. 90% of that power resides into subconscious mind, 10% into conscious mind. I was talking to you about morning hour, 10 minutes. Now, before going to bed, again, when we are about to sleep, 3 minutes before, again, our subconscious mind became active. Conscious mind is getting silent. We say, now I want to sleep. This is again best time for us. For whole night, this subconscious mind is a supreme surgeon. It has got wonderful healing power in it. We have to use it. How? Give command to your subconscious mind. I am perfectly healthy. My each cell of this body is energetic. My brain is very strong. My heart is strong. All parts of my body are healthy and strong. My back pain has gone. BP has become normal. Leg pain finished. Whatever you want to say. Not negatively, positively. And you will see, you will experience. Whole night, the subconscious mind, as a supreme surgeon, will heal your body. You can use this power at night. Suppose you have problem of sleep. You can't sleep nicely. Or there are many dreams in your sleep. Or you don't have sound sleep. Give commands to your subconscious mind 5 times. Tonight, I will enjoy sound sleep. My sleep will be free from dreams. I will enjoy deep sleep. I will enjoy my sleep. I will wake up at 4 o'clock. I will remain fresh at that time. Give such commands to your subconscious mind. See the result. In many cases of cancer, I taught this to doctors and to patients. Have this feeling, my cancer has gone, I am healthy. Each cell of my body has become very energetic. I will enjoy my healthy life. And medicines worked wonderfully. And he got well.
Mukti Dham Tu सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है, सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है,
so make your thoughts very powerful. I would suggest you two practical things. If sometime you find that waste thoughts have become uncontrolled and they are continued day after day, day after day, so one simple technique you can learn, you can do, use. In the morning when you wake up, write down 108 times, I am Master Almighty. A big help. Before going to bed at night, write down 108 times, I am a great soul. These both thoughts will give you energy. Energy will go to your brain. In many cases of depression and insomnia, I teach people, I taught people to write down 108 times, I am a great soul, before going to bed. And surprisingly, they got well in 21 days. One big case, see, sister in Gyan, she got well in 11 days only. One another sister, her problem of sleeplessness finished in 7 days only. So from here, pure energy will go to your brain. It is most important. You will see now in this world, practically, some souls even in Brahmin family and many persons in Laukik world, they will come to you with a complaint that unnecessarily, without any reason, they don't know why they are not happy. They don't know why they have frustration in their lives. They don't know why they can't concentrate on their study. They have fear without reason, fear. So you can teach these two things to all, even to non-BK, that you are very powerful, just as the child of a tiger is a tiger. Child of Almighty is Master Almighty. Teach them, you are powerful. Believe it. And then ask them to write down. If not Master Almighty, I am a powerful person. If not soul, I am a powerful person. I am a powerful person. Powerful vibrations will go to the brain. And at night, I am a great soul. You can convince them. Simple technique. Second thing, you have to charge the water. I teach it in all classes, and I have got wonderful result in sickness, bodily sicknesses. Because in our body, you know, there is 70% water, more than 70%, 71, 72. And that water has become dirty, polluted, because of our negative thoughts. So if you charge water, juice, water, milk, food, and you drink it, it will charge whole water in the body and many disease will finish. So the method of charging water is, take water in the glass, give drashti, remember 7 times, I am Master Almighty. bodily charged. Powerful vibrations will go to the water, and when you drink it, your body will become energetic. Each cell will become energetic. I would suggest you very important thing, when you wake up in the morning and when you go to the sleep, drink charged water but with different thought. I am supremely pure soul, 7 times. Your dreams will become pure, and when you wake up, you know subconscious mind is active. Many things will become pure. Impure sanskara, impure feelings will finish. You can drink such water 2, 3, 4, 5 times. I had used this technique on the patient of fever, high fever, 105, 106, 107. I myself gave them charged water, and within 15 minutes they got well. So I got confidence that this charged water is a wonderful thing, biggest powerful medicine in this world. If you have stomach pain, you can use it. I taught to the pupil to use charged water in skin disease. One skin disease name is psoriasis, incurable disease, no treatment in the world. It is cured by charged water. They apply it and drink. But thought is, I am supremely pure soul. Because pure vibrations has got healing energy in them. Pure energy is healing energy. Because nowadays, people don't have pure energy in the body, therefore disease are increasing day by day. So you have to charge the water. You can put them on your eyes. 3 cases, wonderful cases. Blind ladies got light in their eyes. One in 7 days, 17 days. One is 40 days, other is 45 days. Practical, good result. They lost their eyes, their eyesight, 20 years before, 12 years before. And they used to ask, Baba, Baba, I want to read your murli only. Give me light in my eyes for half an hour only. And Baba listened to them. They got light. One another thing very powerful for this, two things are coming in my mind. One is, now is the worst time in the cycle when black magic, bodiless souls effect, negative energy, you can find in many houses, in your own home too, in empty houses specifically. If you take a house on rent, be careful. If it was empty for 5, 10 years, believe that many bodiless souls are staying there. Their bad energy can create many problems for you. So what you have to do? Charge the water with the thought that I am Master Almighty 21 times and sprinkle in your home, and that bad energy will finish. For 7 days you can do only. It will give you a wonderful result. And if you find some time that at night you have some bad feeling of bodiless souls, remember only 7 times I am Master Almighty at night, go to sleep. No one will come in your room. One another thing, you know Baba's casket, red light, Baba's, you have to keep it in your room always at night. Light lit up it, and you will find with its vibrations, bodiless souls cannot enter your home. These are wonderful results I have noticed. I taught people these things for as an experiment. I wanted to know, does it work or not? And it worked fully, 100%. Next thing, giving energy to your brain. Brain controls whole body. There is bad energy into our brain. Very good thing if you have no disease in your body, it's a good thing. You can give energy to your brain for 5 minutes only. And if you have any problem in the body, you can do it for 10 minutes. And method is, rub your palm. You can rub now. And just remember inside, I am Master Almighty. 3 times. With good feeling, I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. Feel this energy. Not very away, just close. Feel this energy in your palm. Do you feel? This energy is very powerful. Put your hand here. Close your eyes. Focus on that from hand. Powerful vibrations are going to my brain. For 1 minute you can give. For 5 minutes, 10 minutes you can do. If someone has heart problem, he or she can have right hand by doing this, right hand on the heart. 5 cases, wonderful cases you will see. Hole in the heart. One baby had 2 holes in the heart right from the birth. After 6 months, his grandmother, who is in Gyan, she rang me and asked me, babies have 2 holes. Doctor says we can do nothing now, because now it cannot be operated. I taught her this technique, and you may not believe, only in 10 days, they were healed. Such powerful energy. In our right hand specifically, we can use it. So you, on your knees, you can give energy, knee pain will finish. Knee. Very powerful. I have done to my knee many times. I have knee pain here, just simple knee pain. I do once, and it finishes for many months. When it come back, I do again once, it finish again. So it's a wonderful energy. So we have to make ourselves very powerful. For this, I am Master Almighty. And accept it, believe it, that Baba himself has given me all of his power. And he told that now my power has become your power. They will work under your control. They are your power. You can use them whenever you need. So always keep it in your mind. I am Master Almighty. Master of all mights. And the controller of all mights. All God's power have become my power now. If you practice it again and again, you will become most powerful person in the world. And I would like to remind you 4 or 5 Baba's versions. Very important. Those who practice Master Almighty, obstacles and problems cannot come in their lives. You just do this and get free from all problems of your life. 2nd thing, those who practice Master Almighty, wonderful, they can do everything with the power of thoughts only. With the power of thoughts only. So, by doing this practice, I am Master Almighty, create one thought always. everything that is going to happen for me, with me, will be very good. My good days have arrived. Everything will happen nice, good, great. So, things will happen accordingly. Third thought, those who practice Master Almighty, success will come after them like shadow. Always will remain with them. Wherever they go, whatever they do, success will come to them. Fourth, very great thing, those who become Master Almighty, entire world will bow down in front of them. So this is such a powerful thing. Master Almighty. Those who become Master Almighty, they will rule over the world. They will rule over the nature. Such time will come, we all will see, when nature will become so terrible, so destructive, everyone will experience that now nature will destroy everything. Either heavy rain or storm, big cyclone and many other things. At that time, powerful yogi will give order to the nature. Oh nature, I am your master. Now be silent. And things will become silent. So this is the significance of Master Almighty stage. Focus on it. You can achieve everything by these two practices. I am Master Almighty and I am a great soul in this world. They both thoughts will make you very energetic, very powerful. Next thing is our yoga. Connect yourself with Almighty with this thought. I am Master Almighty, Baba is Almighty. Visualize Him and feel that His might is coming down to me. You can do it for one minute while walking, while cooking, while doing anything. For one minute. You need not to sit for 1 hour. I am Master Almighty, Baba is Almighty, His powerful energy is coming down to me. That's it. Next thing, just this awareness that Almighty Baba is with me will keep you very powerful. Suppose a person is going through the forest and everywhere there are wild animals, but 4 powerful gunmen are with him. He will remain fearless. 4 powerful bodyguards are with him with powerful gun. Just see, God Himself has become our bodyguard. He has become our companion. He has become combined to us. Remember it. Only remembrance is everything. Remembrance, only remembrance, awareness. It awakens our all powers. Activate them. I share in front of you one practical, true story. In Bharat, in 2001, a big earthquake took place in Gujarat, one area, big area. It was very severe earthquake. Many villages went down. At least 300,000 people died. A story of one government hospital, very big hospital, beautiful hospital. A patient of paralyzed was also there. He was unable to move. If he want to go for washroom, someone has to lift him and take there. Earthquake started. buildings were falling down, all were running. Even his take care was also run away from him. Those who came in his service, he left him. All doctors, nurses were running, many were died. He saw, something is wrong happening here. I will also die. And you may not believe, he got up and ran away. True story. How it happened? A powerful thought of his mind made everything energetic. So far he was thinking, I am unable to move, I cannot eat my food, I cannot hold my glass of water. And that day, no, all are running, I must run away now. This is the powerful effect of powerful thought. I would give you one powerful example. You can learn with this. I have learned with so many examples in my life like this. One blind man came here 3 months before. Our religious wings program was going on. See his energetic energy, his enthusiasm, his aim. He came to my room and shared her experience. I thought in my life, I will become independent. So I started to sell, what do we call to Mombatti, one lamp, candles. Then I started to make them, manufacturing. Then I made one small factory. I kept many blind, employee in that factory, and many came there and started to make candles. Then I opened 10 factories in 10 states of India. 3,000 blind men are working there. They have become independent. He had become a poet. And see, wonderful intention in his mind. He was saying, next year, I will climb the highest peak in the world, Everest. Everest, you know, in the Himalaya, highest. I am going to take training in one city of India, and next year I will be the first man, blind man, who will hoist the flag of India there. See, a blind man has such a great intention. And he will do. And you know, if a person thinks to go there, before this thought, he thinks, I can die. My life can finish. Because there is ice, snow, everything, big stone, no oxygen. And this blind man has become so bold. So, why I am telling you? If there is a powerful, energetic thought in our mind, our brain collect that kind of energy automatically. Everything is here, everything. This brain is a big store of divine knowledge and extreme powers. So we have to create a powerful thought. I will do this. I will remain ever happy for next 6 months. Baba has given homework for 1 month, 1 week. I will remain being very powerful till 6 months. 6 months enough, then we will become powerful forever. No one can disturb my peace. My peace is my power. In all situations, I would be able to maintain my peace. Create such thoughts. So brain will collect that kind of energy inside and it will cooperate with you all the time. And when a person thinks, I can't do it. It's very difficult for me. So all energies, all powers get sleep. Okay, you can't do. We also want rest. Be energetic. Create some powerful thoughts. For we Brahmins, we have to conquer Maya. Powerful thought. God has blessed me. Victory will come to you. You will become victorious. So, energy of brain, energy of thought, energy of intellect will cooperate with you to make you victorious. And if a person thinks, oh, Maya is very powerful, I cannot conquer this Maya, it's very difficult, I won't. So, he won't. All his divine powers will become dormant. Did you follow? Keep one powerful thought of enthusiasm. Make your powerful aim for your life. Not only for your life, but for three months only. In these 3 months, I will do this. In these 3 months, I will do this. Make a simple plan for your life. Plan should be very simple and very practical. Some people make such plan when they go back home from Madhuban. Oh, every day I will wake up at 2 o'clock. I will do this, this, this. And they wake up only for 2 days. Third day, 5 o'clock. So your planning should be very practical and simple. Such planning which can be followed forever. Make a simple program, simple chart for your own progress. And you know how can you make progress. Everyone knows how one can progress in life. So this way we all have to become powerful. We are going to face a wonderful time, not only to face, but we have to help. Our life is meant for human beings, helping them. We have to help them on any cost. Keep this thought in your mind. And enjoy your life now in evening session, 4 to 6. Try to come at 4. Do some meditation. Yoga power. How to make it easy. Very practical. How to become karma yoga. How to do different practices of yoga. So we will practice also. And I will give you some tips for making it easy. Om Shanti. Just one question by Thero. Come this. You have become energetic. Yes. Evening, you can ask one now. Yes. His question is, suppose you have to work all night, job is of that kind, and you have to sleep in the day. When you wake up, same technique will be applied. Okay, one more. Cycle. I understood your question. I wanted to answer at the same time. His question is that in brain there is everything of 24 births. I mentioned it. But brain is what created in this birth in the womb. So when soul leaves one body, he brings his subtle body with him. So soul doesn't come alone. Soul enters the womb with subtle body. In subtle body there is also brain, subtle brain. In that brain, everything of past life is recorded. When it enters new brain, everything is recorded here. So everything of the past is here. Okay. Over. Overwrite. Yes, they do. But in In the down, there are the sanskara of golden age, then on upside, copper, iron age. So we have to destroy first iron, copper, and if we practice self-respect, then those sanskara of golden age will come up first. On us, yeah, on others. Negative, positive thoughts, both will work according to their energy. Negative thoughts will work as negative energy. But if we are powerful, they will not affect us. Suppose you practice, you are Master Almighty. It means you create a powerful aura around you, so their negative energy cannot touch you. Okay, Om Shanti.